Track 37.
Speaker 1.
At the end of the summer, my dad told us we'd be moving to a new house in another city, and the news didn't bother us much. You see, my dad's a football coach, and it's the fourth or fifth time in my life we've moved house. So we all know how to go about packing and unpacking and settling in the new place. I really like it here, though, and just hope we'd stayed in this city a bit longer.
Speaker 2.
I'm in my final year at school, and when my parents told me we were going to move to another city, I was both sad and really angry. I tried to persuade them to let me stay with my grandparents so I could still go to the same school. But they didn't agree, and the whole thing started a bad conflict. In the end, though, I had no choice but to accept their decision, and I had to move. The place is okay, though, and because I make new friends easily, I don't think it'll be long before I settle in.
Speaker 3.
A few months ago, we moved from our small town to live in a large city. Although I was a bit nervous about it at first, it turned out better than I expected. We now have a big four-bedroomed flat, which means I no longer need to share a room with my brother. And there are a lot more interesting things to do here. The best place is a new skate park just across the street, so me and my brother really like it here.
Speaker 4.
A few weeks ago, we moved from our flat in the city centre to live with my grandmother, who has a large detached house in the suburbs. But because we're still in the same city, things are pretty much the same as before. I mean, my sister and I still go to the same school, and my parents haven't had to change jobs. The only new thing that sometimes annoys me is that I need to spend quite some time getting to and from school by bus.